my man Mitch. Mitch Daniels, former Mitch. Indiana governor, Purdue president. He's joined this Carmel-based group, Liberty Fund, where he's going to serve as a distinguished scholar and senior advisor.
Do you think at any point in your future, Hammer, for the rest of your life, you would ever serve as a distinguished scholar of anything?
No.
Would you?
No.
Senior advisor Jason Hammer here. He's also his distinguished scholar. So I guess that makes it official. Mitch Daniels not running for Senate.
Like, whenever I get in trouble or get arrested, the file photo they're going to use on the news is like the one in The Simpsons where Homer's got like all the cigarettes, like 100 cigarettes in his mouth, or he's got a lampshade on his head.
You're going to be wearing your Who Farted t-shirt.
Riding a donkey backwards, knocking over a cake table. That's going to be the file photo that they use. Again, Mitch Daniels clearly stating, I think my political days are done. I mean, he's had some pretty sweet gigs since his days as a politician. Running Purdue, which, look, I make fun of Purdue because they get beat by a 16 yeah. seed that really shouldn't have even been in the tournament to begin with because they didn't win their conference tournament.
That's
but
so funny.
Academically, Purdue was a well-oiled machine, and Mitch Daniels did not raise tuition during his tenure there, which I thought was awesome. And now he goes from that to this sweet gig where you're a distinguished scholar. Again, I guess that means he can't be lighting any farts anytime soon, but good for Mitch Daniels.
I'll take it. Didn't we interview him the way when kids were going back to Purdue?
Yes.
And he had some pretty, you know, controversial. Did he didn't do the vax mandate at Purdue, did he? I can't remember.
No. I don't believe he did. If you went to Purdue,
masks.
Yeah, they did the mask thing. If you wanted to be virtual, I think you could, but they were opening things up.
Yes.
They were one of the first places in the Big Ten to say, hey, we're going to have people at football games, basketball games, even if it was limited attendance. I think once the Big Ten got the okay, Mitch Daniels was one of the first ones to say, all right, come on, let's go. Let's get this thing rolling.